Hello everyone and welcome to Radio Maryam Armenia. My name is Chris Croson and I'll be your host. I am a Birthright Armenia volunteer interning at Radio Maryam here in Gyumri, and this will be the first episode in what will hopefully be a series of interviews with my fellow Birthrighters. In these interviews, I hope to acquaint our listeners with our Gyumri volunteers, see what they're doing in Armenia, and see what kind of insights they can offer us into life in Armenia today. I'm joined today by a very special guest, our first ever guest, in fact, Ani Matrosyan. Thank you for being here, Ani, and welcome.
Woo! Thank you for having me.
Of course, no worries. It's a pleasure. So, like I said in the short intro that I made, today we're going to talk a little bit about you, about what you're doing here in Gyumri, and thoughts on life in Armenia in 2024. How does this all sound to you, Ani?
Sounds great.
All right, good stuff. So, first question, let's just talk a bit about you. Mm-hmm. First things first, our listeners need to get acquainted with you. So, please tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born? Where did you grow up? And back home, are you studying? Are you working? The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I was born in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. in the U.S.
Yep.
And I was raised in Maryland, which is like just a nearby state. My parents actually immigrated from Armenia in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and I have just been born and raised in the U.S. and thought it was time to come back. So I'm here.
Beautiful. And what do you do now back home? Do you work? Do you study?
I graduated last year from university. Mm-hmm. I graduated with a bachelor's in psychology. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, let me just take a gap year. Let me just see my options. Let me get experience in the field. So I decided to come here. And when I go back to the U.S., I'll be going back into working.
Okay, great. Yeah. So sounds good. So how long are you planning on staying in Armenia for? When did you arrive, first of all? And then how long are you sticking around for?
I got to Armenia in March,
mm-hmm.
and I'm planning to leave in October. I was in Yerevan from March until June, so for about 3 to 4 months. And then in July, I moved to Gyumri,
mm-hmm.
and I've been here ever since.
All right, great. So just now you touched on your connection to Armenia. You said mm-hmm. your parents moved over in the 90s, if
yes.
I remember correctly.
Yes,
all right,
yes.
Good. So let's talk a bit about that. Please tell us, Ani, about your connection to Armenia. What kind of role does Armenian culture, Armenian language, what kind of role does it play in your life every day back home?
Mm-hmm. I think because I'm a first generation Armenian American, mm-hmm. it played a huge role in my upbringing. My first language was Armenian. I had to learn English through like a program at school, and I was always surrounded by Armenian culture. I went to Armenian school growing mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
I learned the language and took part in all of the traditions that Armenians would take part in here. And so it was a huge, huge part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And my identity was really connected with that, you know.
I got yeah. you. And would you say there was quite a big Armenian population community in Washington?
Not so much. Definitely not as much as like California, for
Zendaya.
Sure. Yeah.
Armenia,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially not in the state of Maryland. So I would go to like Sunday school in Washington, D.C., which is like 30 minutes out from my state. And there was only two churches there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was small, but it was definitely very active.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did what we could do with the
limited resources.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fair enough. And did you have grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins? Were they all in the area or were they in other places?
Actually, all of my relatives, like outside of my immediate family, are in Yerevan.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't really get to see them that often. I wouldn't really travel to Armenia that often. I've been maybe like 3 times before I've gone here for the 4th time. And so they were involved in Yerevan, I guess, but you know, I didn't really have that strong tie with them.
I got you.
Yeah.
So would you say back home, when you expressed your Armenian culture, it was at home? It wasn't really out and about when you were at school? Were there other Armenians you interacted with? I mean, was there the opportunity or was it mainly just at home?
That was actually something that I like struggled with growing up.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there were just not many Armenians where I lived, it was always just me and my brother who were like the only Armenians, or like there was just a couple of us, maybe like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
For example, in university, I went to school again in Maryland, and there was like what, like 6, 7 of us, and I was trying to make like an Armenian club. It was like What club can I make with seven people? It's just I don't know.
You make it more inclusive, but then I guess it wouldn't really be an Armenian club.
I guess so, yeah.
So I think you touched on it just now. You talked about how when it comes to self-identification, at least ethnically, nationally, however you want to put it, Armenian is a big part of it. Could you expand on that a bit more? Do you see yourself as a kind of Armenian American or just an Armenian, or you know, how do you, in what kind of box do you put yourself in, if you do put yourself in a kind of box like that?
It's hard to say, because like back home in the US, I don't really look at myself as an American. I put my Armenian identity first, and that's what matters the most to me.
Interesting.
But, you know, since I've been here and you interact with people like outside, you know, from like the UK or like what have you, different countries, it becomes increasingly apparent of how American I am. So it's like, it definitely, like, I definitely am an American. And as much as that, maybe I won't like to say it, but like, it's a big part of my identity as well, being an Armenian American.
And when you were back home in America and you told people, you know, I have Armenian ancestry, I'm Armenian, would they even know what that meant? Do they know about the country Armenia, about its history?
No. They would never know.
Yeah.
And it sucked, because it's like, I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall. It's like, you know, people don't really know or understand my culture or my people or like where I'm from. And then it's kind of like a given of like, whenever you meet somebody who doesn't know what Armenia is, you have like a small monologue. Armenia is the first Christian nation. We adopted it in 301 AD. The genocide. And it's like, you know, I wish there were more of us where I lived and where I grew up. I feel like that would definitely help me out in my identity. But it's always a, you know, good experience to teach others about where you're from. And I think that's
true. And here's quite a big question, let's say, but it would be interesting to ask.
Okay.
Do you have an opinion on what it means to be an Armenian? For example, are there common traits that all Armenians share or should share, at least? Could you at least give us a few thoughts on that?
What it means to be an Armenian. I think being an Armenian means to be resilient and... I'm proud. At least almost all of the Armenians I've met carry such a strong sense of pride about their nation and about their people, even people who are half or a quarter. I feel like we have to be prideful of the fact that we're from Armenia, because, you know, given the fact that we've, I don't know, been through a lot of hard things in history, and I think that's a trait that we all have, that is that we're proud to be Armenian no matter where we're from.
What's your favorite thing about being an Armenian?
About being an Armenian,
the food.
I was really actually gonna say the food. as cliche as it is, the food and the dancing and like singing, and how much more compared to the, you know, the US culture of like individualism, how together Armenians are, and the community that we build no matter where we are in the world is so, it's, you know, it's just very heartwarming, and that's something that I really love about being an Armenian.
And what's your favorite Armenian dish?
My favorite Armenian dish.
I know it's like picking a favorite child, but
I know, God.
What's the best thing like your mom makes?
I think my favorite dish is sipas. It's a soup made from yogurt, and it's so good. It's just very filling and so nice. And then I also love, of course, dolma. I mean, how can I not?
Of course.
Yeah.
They're classics for a reason, right?
Of course. Of course.
All right, sweet. So I think our listeners have a pretty good idea of who you are and how you see yourself on the kind of... Armenian scale, towards the top, let's say. Let's move on to your, you know, your birthright experience and your time in Armenia so far. So yeah, like I said in the introduction to the episode, you're joining us here in Gyumri and you're a participant of the Birthright Armenia program. So please, could you tell us a little bit about the program and why you decided to take part in it?
Sure. So Birthright Armenia is a program for diasporan Armenians from around the world to come and volunteer in Armenia for a given time in their desired field. And during this time, we not only volunteer, but we also have fun excursions where we travel Armenia and we have havocs and forums and we talk about Armenia and visit really cool places like museums and stuff like that. And I decided to do Birthright. I actually went to Armenia last year because it was my cousin's wedding. And on the last day before I got back to America, my cousin was like, "Hey, you want to come here and work?" And I was like, "You know what? Why not?" Mm-hmm. And she told me about Birthright. And I'd heard about it before, but it completely like slipped my mind because I wasn't old enough.
Yeah.
You have to be 21.
Yep.
And I got back home and I applied immediately because I feel like it was the perfect time. I had just graduated, you know.
Nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose, right? I have all the time. And my parents were really supportive of me doing this. And
of course.
Yeah.
Were they happy with your decision to come and do this?
They were, yeah. They were really proud that I decided to do something like this. And, you know, they were also like, you know, scared, I guess, like as you would be for your child going to a different country and living there. But it really helped that, you know, I have family in Yerevan and I stayed with them. And that was a big comfort for me and them as well. So, yeah.
Sweet. So how long were you in Yerevan when you arrived here?
I was in Yerevan from March until June, end of June.
And then you chose to come to Gyumri, right?
Yeah.
Great. So you went forth. Why did you decide to come to Gyumri? What, Armenia's second largest city. What made you choose to come here and not just stay in Yerevan, where you said you have some family?
I chose Gyumri, honestly, because every volunteer I met from Gyumri would praise it so much. They were like, "God, I love Gyumri. I love it here. I don't want to be in Yerevan." I'm like, "Man, I need to go and see what it's all about." Like, it's just, you know what I mean? It's a lot of people talking about it and how much they love it. And so I wanted to see for myself. And I decided to come here and I don't regret my decision.
Okay, great. So what is the best thing about Gyumri then? Let's talk about that.
The best thing about Gyumri, I think how peaceful it is, maybe. How quiet it is. I feel like after Yerevan being such a busy city and coming here and just, you know, life is a lot slower here.
Yep.
And you get to appreciate, I don't know, the time that you spend here more because it's not hustle and bustle all the time. And I also really love that Gyumri is such a rich city in terms of its culture and its history, and it has so much to offer, and how much it's developed in these past couple of years in terms of a cultural city, what we call it, the cultural capital of Armenia. Yeah. There's so much to discover here, and so many great people have come from the city, and it's definitely something I love.
Yeah. Would you say it's a more authentically Armenian experience, if you will, than going to Yerevan?
Yeah. I would say so. Yeah. I think whenever a person comes to visit Armenia, I think it's really important to go outside of Yerevan because Yerevan is not Armenia. And that's not the only place that there is in Armenia. We have such a rich culture that it's a shame, you know, if you don't go outside of Yerevan. And Gyumri especially is such a special and such a quaint little city.
Yeah, for sure. But let's talk a bit more about the culture of Gyumri. Gyumri, I'm probably butchering the... I'm learning Armenian myself, so...
It's good.
The pronunciation might not be the best, but anyway.
Sorry.
The culture of Gyumri, what kind of stuff does it have to offer? Or what can you tell us? What kind of cultural events have you been involved in, and what have you seen around the city?
In terms of cultural events, Gyumri has stepped it up for sure. There was a Banarkhash festival. Banarkhash is like a traditional Gyumri dish of like boiled cheese and lavash and onions. And they had that festival and it was really fun. It was like tents outside on Avovyan, and dancing and singing and all of that. And yeah, it's even when there's not festivals going on and you just go around the city, go around into Vartanant Square, you hear music playing, you hear, you know, people playing instruments, and it's always fun to see.
And could you tell us about your favorite spot slash thing to do whilst you're here in Gümrü?
I could say a cool spot that I love is one of my job sites at Vadim Adem. It's a cute little art like shop, like a gift shop kind of, and it's a really cute place with like souvenirs, and like right across from it is a balcony that was featured in the film. So a lot of tourists always come and frequent and spend some time there, and it's always fun to be there.
Really living up to the name of the cultural capital of all these descriptions you're giving. All right, so we've praised Gümrü quite a lot, or you've praised it at least quite a lot. Is there a disadvantage to living in Gümrü? What is the worst thing of living in Gümrü?
I will say 100% the roads.
Right.
There's no, I don't know, law of the road, of the street. Like, that doesn't really exist here. Right. It's just very, yeah, I feel like if we just worked on that, if we got the roads in better condition to be, you know, smooth and not feeling like I'm on a roller coaster every time I'm in the taxi going somewhere, that would be really great. That would be really great.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk a bit more about the Birthright experience itself. So far, how are you enjoying the Birthright experience?
It's so great. Yeah, it's definitely a life-changing experience. And I'm so glad that I decided to do something like this. And it's a very unique experience. You don't get to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Not everyone gets to do it. Yeah. So it's a very special experience and I love it.
And do you have a favorite memory so far from your Birthright experience? If you had to pick one again, a very hard question.
Yeah. I think just the excursions when we travel across Armenia. We've gone to Vyatsur, Noravank, all the monasteries we visited, and at every excursion it's kind of like a mandatory thing to dance, and that's something that's always stuck with me. Dancing with other volunteers, and speaking of other volunteers, the friendships that I've made here are so special, and I've really made lifelong friends here, and friends that I miss for sure.
Your favorite part of the program, would you say it's your kind of work placement, the excursions, the forums, Havax? What for you is the highlight?
Yeah, I wish I could say everything, but if I had to pick, I'd say the excursions, because, you know, it's not every day you get to travel outside of cities and go to like remote villages and speak with the people there and live there and talk to the people there. And it's very cool. And the way that Birthright organizes these are so great, and they make it really fun all the time. And
And how does your kind of Birthright experience differ to the times you've been to Armenia before? Do you feel slash maybe act a bit different whilst you've been on the Birthright experience compared to when you've been here with family, let's say?
Yeah, for sure. When I visited Armenia a couple times before, it would only be for what, like a couple weeks, 2 weeks maybe, and I'd stay with family and then I'd leave. And it was kind of just like the basic role of a tourist, and you're there to see these places, sightsee these attractions, and then leave. But I remember maybe 2 months into volunteering, maybe in April, May, I started to feel like, yeah, I'm a local. I'm one of you guys, actually. Don't look at me. I'm not a tourist. And you get accustomed to life here, and you feel like you're a part of Armenia instead of just, you know, coming here as a tourist.
So you would say you've integrated into Armenian society?
Yeah, I think so.
As much as that's possible.
Yeah.
Basically.
But maybe others don't agree.
Right. When you interact with local people on the street, in restaurants and in shops, for example, do you think they see you as a tourist slash visitor or as an Armenian, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty apparent even now that I'm not from here in the way that I don't even have to open my mouth to speak. Like, you can tell from the way that I dress, the way that I walk, I guess. I don't know. But I think I'd like to think that they see me as a local, but obviously that's not true. They see me as an Armenian from the outside. But I remember when I first got to Armenia in March, how I don't know how scared I was to interact with people. Right. And I was really scared about the fact that my Armenian wasn't like as fluent as the locals. But at this point, I'm like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure a lot of them are happy that, you know, you grew up in America, a different country, and you're coming here to explore the country.
Yeah.
And, reconnect with your roots and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. They're always, you know, very curious.
Right.
And they always love to ask the question. They're like, so what do you love more, America or Armenia?
Oh, my God. And how do you respond?
I'm like, both, because like no matter what I say, someone's going to get mad.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. So, you said you're leaving in October.
Yes.
So you're basically coming to the end of your birthright experience, unfortunately.
I hate that you said that.
Right. But it puts you in a good position for you to look back on the experience and what you've done, maybe what you didn't do.
Yeah.
So I think you'd be very qualified person to answer this question that I have for you.
Mm.
Are you glad that you took part in the Birthright program?
Of course. Of course.
And would you recommend it to other people who have the opportunity to participate in it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's a once in a lifetime experience. And yeah, my life has changed for sure. Like, that sounds just so dramatic, but like, I know when I come back, I'm not even outside of Armenia, but I'm already missing Armenia.
Mm-hmm.
It's left such an impact on my life, and I'm not who I was. And I feel like for any person who has any parent or grandparent or what have you that is Armenian, and you want to get to know Armenia better and who you are and, you know, your self-identity, this is a great program. Even if you come for 4 weeks or a year, it's great.
Mm. Yeah. So you said you've changed a bit since you've arrived.
For sure.
Would you say that you feel more Armenian / closer to Armenia, the people, the history, since you've come here and taken part in the Birthright experience?
Yeah, I think back home, I always, you know, loved Armenia and it was always close to me, but it was kind of very surface level. But when I got here, I think I understood all of the ways that one can be Armenian and to be a true Armenian, what that means. And I for sure feel more Armenian.
All right. So final question, a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Could offend some people here with this one. Would you ever consider moving to or settling down in Armenia in the future? Or would you say you're happy as you are in Washington, D.C.?
You know... People always ask this question.
Mm.
It's like the third question they ask. They're like, are you going to move here? It's hard to say. Realistically, probably not. Because of the fact of it would just be hard for me to be away from my immediate family.
Of course.
You know, I hate to say it. I kind of miss America. You know what I mean? And if I could do something like 1 month in the U.S. and then go back to Armenia for like a couple months and then go back to the U.S., that'll be cool. But settling down in Armenia, I think that would come with a lot of challenges. Yeah. But we'll see. Yeah.
The fat lady hasn't sung yet.
No, she hasn't.
As they say.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, I think that will do for today. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, Annie. And I'm certain that our listeners will find what you had to say very insightful.
I hope so.
Very interesting. And thank you again for joining me. And congrats on being our first ever guest.
Thank you.
Sweet.